I'm glad to be here to celebrate Jubilee. But to really understand Jubilee, we're going to have to all now make a shift. Because Jubilee was declared by Almighty God not to look back as good as looking back can be. Jubilee was all of the spirit of the Jubilee is all about God restoring and returning back to his people all that he originally intended to give to his people. So Jubilee, as I've been looking at it ever since Bill called and said, we're going to have Jubilee. Well, it was pretty remarkable, Bill. I don't know if I've ever told you this yet, but Keith Curley had called me a year prior to you calling me and saying, this is Jubilee. And Keith said, Johnny, this is Jubilee year for you. And I said, great, what is it? And he said, got to show you, but it's your Jubilee year. And of course, most of us understand Jubilee represents 50 years. And so it's only natural we look back, and we have a lot to look back to and thank God for, a lot of great things. But like I said, as I looked at Scripture, I begin to see that Jubilee in its truest form was taking the people of God and all that they had experienced together in their generation and turn it back to what God was wanting to do still. And that's a pretty remarkable thing. For you see, as good as God has been to all of us, there's such a thing as a Jubilee year where even the Almighty God, as exceptional as he is, says, I'm going to do something yet even greater. And that's something the people of God have to get. For you see, in Jubilee year, in this Jubilee celebration, we've got to be careful because it's important that we celebrate past, but we have to understand that when you're in a vehicle and you're moving, there's a reason why the rear view mirror is smaller. The windshield is larger because that's where God is always wanting to focus his people. We are always remembering his goodness, his faithfulness, how he saved our hides over and over and over again in his goodness, and yet be mindful that we haven't even scratched the surface yet in Holy Spirit. For you see, we think we know now we're veterans of Holy Spirit. No, we're not. We're just getting started. And Jubilee is a signal, a shofar blast, as we'll read in a minute. And the reason why God called for a shofar blast, because if you've ever heard a mighty blast of a shofar, it literally will rattle you on the inside. It's like, I've never heard that kind of sound before. And of course, that's the reason why they would blow the shofar before the men would go into battle, because it was a time to shift men from their normal lifestyle and to a place where they become mighty warriors, believing God to help them do whatever they had to accomplish. And the shofar was used as a blast to shift people from where they were to where they were about to go. I'm here to tell you that tonight, as Bill has declared for a New Covenant Church, Jubilee, that comes with a mighty blast from Almighty God. And he would tell us, y'all haven't seen anything yet. You should say amen right there. Bill, I know you've put a lot of time in here. And I know that things are shifting and changing. I'm here to tell you on this shofar blast that's going to come forth. Mike and some of us have been around ministering a long time. Dean, on and on and on. I could go through the crowd. I'm here to tell you, God's about to do something fresh and new and pour out special new graces upon us if we have ears to hear what the Spirit of God would truly say at Jubilee. Now, if you have your Bibles, and I'm going to read briefly, and even though I have a notebook, my remarks will be short, I promise you. But I want to hit the mark with a message, because I believe there is a message that should change every one of us. For you see, again, this is not an anniversary night. The Jubilee call was for a Jubilee year. And this is the year of Jubilee. Did y'all just get what I just said? So you see now why we are required to shift everything. We cannot look at any part of our lives the same if you understand Jubilee. And I'll read you sort of the cornerstone few passages when the scripture, when God Almighty is opening up the spirit of Jubilee. It's found in Leviticus 25. God says, count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7th Sabbath years amount to a period of 49 years. Now, what if you had that job? What if your job was to count the years? What do you do, Glenn? I count the years. It's a pretty funny thing when you really think about that. That's not what my message is about, but it hit me funny. What if that was your job? Yeah, I count the years. It says you count them 7 times 7. Don't mess it up, Glenn. It's got to equal 49 when you finish. And it says, then. Notice, then have the shofar sounded everywhere. On the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement, sound the shofar throughout your land. Now get a picture of this. It wasn't just da-da, da-da, Jerusalem. But it was a blast, and there would be somebody about a mile away, 3-4 miles away. And then they would repeat, da-da, da-da. And then another guy, another 3 miles, all through the land. The shofar would blast all through the land. And then with the shofar, they understood something now. And I want y'all to begin to really lean forward. From this point on in, you got to catch it prophetically, because the Spirit of God is speaking. You got to really lean in. Consecrate the 50th year in such a way as to elevate it in your life, in your family. And sanctify this year over all other years in your generation. For in this year, the Lord will do great things for you. In this year, the Lord will do great things for you. And proclaim liberty throughout the land to all of its inhabitants. Now, y'all should get really happy there. Nobody's left out. And maybe some of you might feel like you have been left out somehow, some way, of what God was wanting to do in your life. But I'm here to tell you, I've got good news tonight. In the year of Jubilee, nobody gets left out. And God's going to make sure of it. All you have to do is consecrate your life to hear and to obey and to respond to Holy Spirit. And so it says, proclaim liberty throughout the land for all the inhabitants. And it's important that as you consecrate yourself, the question is, how do you do that? And the answer was, the same way that father and mother and brothers and sisters did when they went in and took this land. Because how many of you realized there was a group, a generation that tried and failed? And they died and their bones were bleached in the desert. But there came a time with a covenant people where they believed God. And they went in and they took the land, or most of it. They left some undone, but they took the land. And so when we say consecrate the land, they understood, I got to consecrate myself like Caleb did, like Joshua did, like the men of renown did. I got a job to do this year. I got to consecrate myself. Set myself apart so that God can do a great work in my life, just as He did in the beginning. Now here's the difficulty. All of us are human beings. It's hard for us to want to start again, all over anew, when we're getting older. And yet, that's the very thing that the Word of God would say to us tonight. Sound the shofar. It's a celebration of a year. Consecrate yourself, because you haven't seen anything yet if you really hear what the Holy Spirit is saying in the year of Jubilee. It says, it shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you is to return to your family's property and to your own clan. not timidly. Think about that for some of us. I've prayed for guests hundreds of thousands by now, and many times I look in the eyes of people who want something so bad, but can't yet believe that God would really want to do that for them. And all of us have been there. And so we don't come before God with the strength of the spirit of Jubilee, because we've been hurt and we've been injured along the way. And we have fought many battles and we've done pretty good at times, but it's so hard to think that we've got to get back in the game, because God is about to give us something really special in the year of Jubilee. How many of you feel like that if God would help you, you can rally one more time? That's the spirit of Jubilee. You understand what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit is saying something for the year of Jubilee. It's a look back to see where we've come, but primarily it's a look forward to what God wants to do this year. The 50th year is for each of us to return to our family property, or for us spiritually, it would mean to our full rights as sons, our inheritance. Andrew's got an inheritance, see. Joseph Harpo still got an inheritance, a full right of a son. And there might be things you've yet haven't attained yet that you always wish you could touch somehow in God. And I'm here to tell you that the call to Jubilee, at least the call to them, was go back to what Joshua gave you. Go back to what Caleb gave you. Go back to what the men of renown gave you. They shed their blood to give that to you. You go back in that spirit, and I'm going to give it to you all over again. Now, can you imagine the shout? Some had completely lost their inheritance. And maybe it was because they were foolish. Maybe it was because for some thing that happened to them totally out of their control. But they lost that portion of land. God was so good. Think about this. In His economy, in God's kingdom economy, He said, I like 50. I'm going to give it all back to them all over again. And you, but I lost it. Or I could never attain it. Or I made a mistake. I sinned. My children, my grandchildren, I'm not even sure where they are in God. There's so many questions we have. And you know, they had the same questions. But now God was saying, I'm going to give you a do-over. Think about it. Come on, somebody. A do-over. When I heard what the Spirit of God was saying, I'm 70 years old. And when God said, Keith started saying, Sharon, it's your Jubilee. And I knew for Sonia and I, it was this is our 50th year that we've been born again, 50 years, this year. Think about that. 50 years we've been born again for 50 years. And we've been married for 50 years. We have a triple whammy Jubilee. Yeah. A triple whammy. And the more I understood, it had nothing to do with just an anniversary, although anniversaries are sweet. But you have your anniversary, and the next day, it's not your anniversary anymore. But with Jubilee, you have a celebration for an entire year to watch God pour out as if it were graces upon you that you've never tasted in your life. And I've tasted some good places. I've been to good places in God. I've been to some high places. Of course, I've been to some low places. I've been into some good fights. Those are the ones you win. And I've been in some bad places, and those were the ones I lost. But nevertheless, God would awaken something in me and say, get back on your feet, son. Because I've called you in the spirit of Jacob, not in the spirit of Esau. Just because things have gone south, or just because your fleshly appetite wants you to divert and go another way, I want you to be like Jacob, who valued that inheritance. I don't want you thinking about selling it. I want you to be like Jacob, who would do anything to obtain it. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know about your testimony, But there's a lot in this Jubilee year I really want back. I really want back bad. And I'm not talking about just mistakes I've made. I want the full inheritance. All that Jesus Christ shed his blood for. I don't want to leave one item on the table. He promised, I will set a banquet table before you. Even before your very enemies, where the devil has to look on and go, my God, he got to the table. It was set. He's entered his rest. It's all I intended it to be. How many of you are tracking me? That's what I want. That's what Jubilee Year is all about. And so as we're coming to this place, we're coming to a time of great shift, a great time of outpouring, of new energy. How many of you knew new energy? You talk about, I need energy. Where's my energy? I've lost my energy. And we're all looking for the right diet or whatever. And this year, I'm looking for dynamic in God, Holy Spirit dynamic. Him to pour out on something on me. Him to take my feet and to place me on a rock higher than I that I could never get to by myself. I want to go there. I want to be in that rarefied air of believing God like I did the moment I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. And the great news is, we can. It's Jubilee. We can return. And that's not based on anything we will have to strive or toil for in our own self, in energy and strength, because the Scripture says, don't even worry about what you're going to eat. Don't even try to toil the ground. It's going to produce more than you can imagine in Jubilee, because it's my land. And that's the way he ends this portion of Scripture that I was reading, because it says, for it is Jubilee, and it is to be a holy year for you. Eat what you just take that's produced very supernaturally in your field. It is a year of Jubilee, and everyone is to enjoy it. And then in verse 23, listen, please lean in. God says the land must not be sold permanently, because the land is mine. And you reside in my land as a foreigner and a stranger. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters, that's sweet language. Translating it, don't you worry about how I'm going to pour out new graces on you. You just consecrate yourself in the year of Jubilee, and you treat this year differently than any year you've ever lived in your faith. And then you watch me do what I and only I can do for you, for I am God. This land is mine, and I can give it to whoever I want to give it to. The church needs to hear that throughout America. It's our land. God's looking for people to give it to. It's His land. He can do whatever He wants with it. But the great news for us in this body, Bill, is that you've declared this is New Covenant Church's Jubilee. Now just think about that for a moment. Other churches may have their Jubilee, their 50th year as well. But this is our Jubilee. And so we've got to really lean in as members or people, men and women who have been a part of this body for a long time. Some of us almost the whole 50 years. Special year. Now I want to close with this. I think it's really, really important. Because some of us can hear that and we're still, I'd like it. I'm not so sure about how God still counts Jubilee and how He still treats it. Well, I had to go back and look at it to see how is this holding up in God's economy. I think it'll bless you. It says in 1917, that was a Jubilee year, thousands and tens of thousands of Jews returned to Israel. That's a fact. It was like he opened up the floodgates to return. In 1967, a Jubilee year, new territory was given back to Israel after the Six-Day War. Land was given back. And then in 2017, Jerusalem was legally restored as Israel's capital, and President Donald Trump issued a declaration recognizing Jerusalem and placing the United States Embassy there on Jubilee year. Pretty awesome. Now, all that should speak to us that God still honored Jubilee. He's still honoring it, and will honor it, because that's His word. But we also have to, in this hour we're living in, because many of us believe this is last days. Many people, many great minds in the Lord, and people that have served Him for a long time, scholars, feel like, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the precipice. Okay? So Jubilee speaks to the last day remnant, because the Bible says, in the last day, the shofar will blast, and Jesus will return to the kingdoms of the world and make them His own, and the glory of the Lord will begin to fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. So in the trumpet blast, Jesus is returning, and He's returning for all the land. It's Jubilee year for the world. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful insight to what's happening in God's economy. And sometimes it's hard for us because we don't see beyond the curtains like we should sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, this Jubilee year has a lot more meaning for the world than we can ever imagine. Because everything is lining up. And if we go out and it was just an anniversary of a date, we've missed it. If it's an anniversary of something that Jesus is about to do in the earth, then we're there. We're getting close. It's Jubilee year. Hallelujah. My heart could not be any more in line with Caleb and Joshua's in this hour. When they went into the land, they were older guys. And yet in the spirit of the land that God was giving, and in their inheritance, they said, give us the highest mountains. We'll take our boys. We're going in. I hope in the spirit of this Jubilee, the Holy Spirit can summon us up one more time. One more time. As men and women of God, that has a call upon our lives to change regions of the world by our very witness of the light that lives deeply within us. For it's not over for us, it's just beginning. One time, Carrie will remember this, they were all talking about John the Baptist. Jesus said, no greater man's ever lived. He said, but what's coming down the road is going to be such a Jubilee year. The kingdom of heaven will suffer violence, and the violent man will rise to the occasion. So I'm praying tonight that in this Jubilee year, there's a rallying call. Every single one of us, I don't care how young, I don't care how old, there's much to be done. Lives to be lived, blessings to be had, children and grandchildren yet to come into the kingdom. But this is our Jubilee year. Would you stand with me all over this place? Make no aisle, if you would. Just join hands across the aisle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for our brothers and sisters. Thank you, O Lord God, that you have brought us through so much. There are times, God, there were times we wondered, and yet you've been so faithful. And so when you call us forward to Jubilee, we know that you've called us to return in the spirit of our youth, that you want to impart something to us that would cause us to go forth to regain all that you have promised us, to regroup and re-examine and to move forward in faith, that we truly might return in the power of Holy Spirit to take the land that you've so graciously given us. Now we're all over the whole country. We've been spread. And as we return here to this place, we return as Israel returned on Jubilee year to take back that which you promised us, to enter into our rest, to eat and drink of the wonders of God, that we might go back in the power of our full inheritance, that we might know that our sins have been forgiven, that our bodies have been healed, that you're redeeming us from all the pits that we've fallen into, that your plan is to crown us in Jubilee year with loving kindness, and that you would restore our youth and our faith in Holy Spirit in ways that we've never known before. I pray for refreshment. I pray for power of Holy Spirit now to inundate us, to fill us all over again. Fill us with Holy Spirit. Enlighten us. Enlighten us that we might be part of this last great outpouring in the earth. We might take our stand. We might take our stand, fully armored, ready to battle for that which you have promised us and our families. And Father, we'll do that as brothers and sisters. We won't toil or strive for it. We just simply tonight receive. We receive for our brothers and sisters on the right and the left. And we pray, oh God, that truly this would be a new hour of our faith, that we would be like those who came back, the Jews that came back from Babylon. The scripture says we were like those who dream. For the Lord brought back the captive ones from Zion. There are perhaps brothers and sisters that have been in such a struggle, they feel like they need to return to Zion and to come back into the full place that God's promised them. Tonight's the night. The declaration has been made. Tonight is the beginning of our Jubilee. In Jesus' name, we pray for each other. Amen and amen.